You're listening to SBS News.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison is pledging to fix the so-called plastic problem for the next generation. He's pushing every Commonwealth agency to put greater value on buying recycled content to help boost the economy and create jobs. Mr. Morrison is promising to overhaul Australia's recycling system.
Only 21% of plastic waste we put in our yellow bin for recycling is actually recycled. We're getting ripped off. There's a promise that is sort of implicit. You got the bin, you put it in there, you expect the right thing to be done with it. And it's important that when we have programs in place to deal with that material, that that promise is honoured. Otherwise, people will give up on it and they'll stop doing that. And the problem will get worse.
Every year, 8 million tonnes of plastics ends up in our oceans. More than 1 million tonnes are exported overseas, but by July, those exports will come to an end. Since 2018, the recycling industry has been under pressure after China, one of the biggest importers of recyclable waste from Australia, placed stringent restrictions on what was sent to them. Environment Minister Susan Lee says Australia's sector needs to adapt.
We will be building the processing capacity behind it that means that we can genuinely start a circular end-to-end Australian economy in recycling. We're seeing new clean streams of waste coming on stream through container deposit schemes and other initiatives, and some of our work will be about upgrading the material recycling facilities.
But Greens leader Adam Band says it doesn't go far enough.
There is no point putting more money into recycling if the plastics industry is allowed to continue to pump out single-use plastics. If we're going to give money to support the recycling industry, then it needs to be done transparently, and the plastics industry needs to step up as well, and we need to ban single-use plastics.
Major brands like Nestlé say it will collect 750 tonnes of so-called soft plastic, such as biscuit packets, from 100,000 households, while McDonald's is promising to phase out its plastic cutlery in favour of wooden versions. The Greens say problems with plastic highlight the bigger issue of climate change. They're introducing a climate emergency bill into the lower house.
It's time to tell the truth, declare a climate emergency, pull together a war cabinet to act. And the good news is that if only three members of the Liberal Party cross the floor, this bill could become law.
It has the support of Independent MP Zali Steggall.
The bill, the Climate Change Act, which has the support of a huge amount of Australians who want to see sensible policy to move things forward. As Greg Mullen said at a rally on Sunday of 1,500 quiet Australians in North Sydney, it's time to cross the floor for climate.
The climate emergency bill is unlikely to pass without the support of the coalition. Pablo Viñales, SBS News.